Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Getting old and a bit rusty, and nobody liked him. One day, being very bored, he thought it would be a good idea to tidy up all his old programs in his dusty old data bank. There were tapes in there he hadn't played for years. Checking them through, he accidentally pushed a wrong button, and suddenly he heard,
"Marvin, I love you. Marvin, I love you."
Ever before. He wasn't even sure he'd heard it that time, because being a bored and gloomy robot, he hadn't really been listening. What was worse, he couldn't remember what button he'd accidentally pressed. Anyway, he tried a few switches at random, and suddenly, about it. Who was singing these strange words? Was it another robot or some strange life form from the distant past when he was a young robot and people still made the occasional attempt to like him? He couldn't make it out at all, so he pushed a few buttons again.
Keep on trying. Marvin, I love you.
could play it whenever he wanted, think about what he'd miss, and live miserably ever after.
Marvin, I Love You, of course, it's Marvin the Android from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and ahead of that, the Galaxy Song from Monty Python. Welcome to the bonus material of our earlier broadcast. If you missed it on Sunday morning, this is the stuff I didn't get to because we run out of time. We were taking a look at aliens, UFOs, outer space, alien love, and much, much more. Don't have a lot left, but I do want to get to it because they are really spectacular songs, and some of them I've never played before. Like this one here, the group is called Prism, and the song is called Spaceship Superstar. Check it out right now on the one and only Weird and Wacky Record Show with your host, me, Crazy Jay.
Thank you.
Good stuff, right? Oh, I love that song. Prism, Spaceship Superstar. We're taking a look at flying saucers, aliens, intergalactic stuff, and more on this edition of the Wacky Record Show. I'm going to play you another one now from a group called the Kelly Family. And this is called Fell in Love with an Alien. Check this one out.
Out in the field, farmers grew bread and called for the meat they took for the shed. The dark came to fall, silence was all. A beauty shone bright, surrounded by light. Come on now. I fell in love with an alien. I fell in love with their eyes. Fell in love with an alien. I'm telling you, no. I'm in love with an alien. I'm in love with her eyes. I'm in love with an alien. I'm chilling in no disguise.
Keep looking up, baby.
I always eat at called Eat. Sit and go. Get you one of those greasy hamburgers all peppered up, lay you up in the hospital for 10 days. So I ordered me up a couple of them grease bombs. Waitress brought them over, lifted up the bun, checked them out. Damn, no ketchup. So I nudged the guy sitting next to me at the counter. I said, hey, partner, how about passing the ketchup over? Suddenly, this little bitty green hand holding a ketchup bottle came into view. And I freaked. Because the guy sitting next to me was a Martian! Now, in 28 years of eating hamburgers, I ain't never run into no Martian. Not at 2:30 in the morning, and certainly not at a fine scarfing establishment like Eat. Well, he was sitting over there with a bunch of colored sticks on his plate, and I looked over at him and I said, "What you eating there, boy? Crayons?" He said,
"Why, no, they're Martian cigarettes. Here, try one."
Well, about half hour later, he looked over at me and smiled. Them old Martians ain't got but two teeth in their head. And he said,
"How do you feel?"
And I said, "Well, so good. Yeah, I do. So boogie. Wow, so crazy." Here. He said,
"Well, according to my lunar space map, this town here is supposed to be
the boogie capital of the USA!" So I asked him, I said, "Now where else you been, boy?" And he told me.
Said, "Rock him over and rock him down. Rock him in the country, I rock him in town. Rock him from Memphis on, from the main. Whoop, whoop, lady, ain't she asked my name. Told him the name was on, tell him I should have said, I tell Marjorie don't have to work. Yeah, I feel so good.
Interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real.
Real, well, I feel what my heart can't conceal.
That was the Clatters recording. Too real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam, would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Get back in the air!
Thank you. And now the thin gentleman there.
What I'm gonna do is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar, what would you do, sir?
Just take a walk down on the street.
Thank you. We return you now.
This is Brock, your outer space disc jockey, with a request for Earth.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
That was the Pelicans, outer space, recording Earth. I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Fentingmold of the British Institute. The professor is approaching the saucer to see if there's possibly any sign of life aboard.
Well, I'm sure something. Are you there?
I hear you knocking, but you can't come in.
That was Laughing Lewis's record, Knocking.
This is John Cameron Cameron on the spot. And now I believe we're about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
La, ba, boom, ma, la, ba, boom.
And now, here are the bowl scores.
4-3, 6-2, and 8-1.
The impact of seeing the first spaceman has this reporter reeling.
Here I go reeling.
That was the Clatters again with their big one. Uh-oh.
This is John Cameron Cameron again downtown. The spaceman has returned to his ship and is taking off. We return you now to our studios.
The flying saucer has gone. There is no threat of an invasion. However, the flying saucers are still around. We are not going to interrupt this record. Yes, we are. The flying saucer has landed again. Washington, the Secretary of Defense has just said...
Be that ashamed.
That was Skinny Dynamo's record. That's a shame.
This is John Cameron, Cameron Part 2. Gathered around me are several of the spacemen. Tell us, have you come to conquer the world?
Snap at the earth because...
And now would you repeat that in English?
Don't want the world to have and hold.
Hey, why don't you go back where you came from?
Don't be angry and drive me away.
We return you now to our studios.
Here is a news item from Washington. The president has just issued a statement to the spacemen, and we quote...
You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
That was Pa Gherkin's record, Shoes. We switch you again downtown.
This is John Cameron, Cameron downtown. Professor Cedric of the British Institute, tell us, how were the saucers able to land?
Where do you see...
Motor cooled down, the heat went down.
That was Huckleberry's recording, The Motor Cooled Down.
This is John Cameron, Cameron again. I believe the spaceman has a final parting word.
See you later, alligator.
We return you now to our studios.
The spacemen have gone again, but look to the skies. The saucers will always be there.
Always be there.
Goodbye, Earth people.
All right, so that's a flying saucer, part one and two from Buchanan and Goodman. Of course, very popular recording. It's been around for years. And at the same time that they came out, you could say there were a lot of copycats or some even direct ripoffs of that whole cut-in interview kind of thing that Buchanan and Goodman put together. Here's an example of it right now. This is called The Spaceman. And this particular recording is from 1956. And the artist on there is Alan Freed, Steve Allen, and Jazbo Collins. I'm told it's kind of a rare one, but that's what Wax Trax is all about. And they do sponsor the show from time to time. Here is The Spaceman. Check it out. Tell me what you think. It is The Wacky Record Show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special announcement. A report has just come in that seems to indicate that the spaceships are real. We switch you now to our roving reporter, Alan Freed, downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
This is Alan Freed, downtown, folks. There's a big crowd here. Tell me, sir, what would you do if you actually saw a spaceman?
Duck back in the alley.
And you, sir, what would you do?
Just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel.
Thank you, sir. The police are thinning out the crowd here, folks, and we can see that the spaceship has actually landed. For an on-the-spot report, we switch you to Al Jazbo Collins.
Yes, friends, here we are. And the police are trying to open the door of the strange craft. Wait, there seems to be a voice coming from inside.
I hear you knocking. But you can't come in.
Yes, the door is opening. Yes, there's a little green man coming out. He's going to speak.
Scooby-dooby-doo.
The activity here, ladies and gentlemen, really has me excited.
Here I go reeling.
I've also got a bad case of hiccups. And now here's Alan Freed on the other side of the crowd.
Thank you, Jazbo. Let's see if I can get through this crowd up to the spaceman to ask him a question. Here we are. Spaceman, have you come to conquer the world?
Don't want the world to have and hold.
Seems to speak English, too.
Mr. Spaceman, we Earth people want to be friendly. Is there anything we can do for you?
You can do anything, but stay off of my blue suede shoes.
Well, thank you, Spaceman, and thank you, Alan Freed. Evidently, this visit was only exploratory, folks, because the Spaceman is going back into his ship. Yes, there he goes, and I believe he has one last word for us.
See you later, alligator.
The ship is taking off, ladies and gentlemen. And there goes the Spaceman.
So, of course, the original Flying Saucer by Buchanan and Goodman inspired a lot. That wasn't an exact ripoff. But there is one that is an exact ripoff, and I'll get to it here in just a minute. I just don't want to play too many of those cut-ins in a row. Right now, though, here's Chuck Robbins and a song called UFO Go Away.
Now, there's been lots of talking about things that fly around. I thought they were quite silly till one hit my hometown. They seem to be so shiny with lights of green and blue. And everyone who saw them, they said it wasn't true. UFO, 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 go away. Don't you know, this ain't no place to stay. UFO, 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 go away. Don't you know, this ain't no place to stay. I don't know where you came from, I don't know where you've been. I just know that you've left us with lots of figuring. UFO.
Gretchbub, I've been all over the vessel seeking you.
Can't you see I am halfway through a very important rectal probe?
Gretchbub, this is an emergency.
Has Earth military detected our presence?
No. An intergalactic galaxy vessel has just docked with us.
For that, you interrupt me in the middle of a rectum?
A landing party from Junibus 4 demands to speak to you.
We haven't heard from the home planet in 6 gray longs. Who seeks to interface? My accountant?
No, it's...
Greetings, Gretchfoop.
Grand Commander Lulu. Oh, what an unexpected honor. I bow to the Queen's emissary. Oh, my tentacles must be a sight.
Gretchfoop, I bring sad news. The red dwarf has imploded.
Oh, the king is not well.
No, I speak of our home star. Our race must migrate to a new solar system before ours becomes a black hole. Is Earth ready to be taken over?
Well, let me see. Almost.
What do you mean, almost? What have you been doing for the last 1,000 gray longs?
Oh, you know, this and that.
What is that human doing on your examination table? Face down, with his buttocks exposed?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, nothing but a little rectal probe.
What was that?
Thanks, Blabber, speak hole.
You don't mean to tell me you're still doing rectal probes, do you?
One or two.
One or two? Ha!
You've been probing rectums for over 1,000 Greylongs. What about introducing killer microbes? What about leveling Earth cities with fusion disintegrators? Surely your crude rectal probing work is done?
Surely it is not done. Surely there is so much more to learn. Every rectum is different. Every rectum is special. Every rectum has a story to tell.
Our planet is facing extinction, and you have been playing these little Earth games?
Little Earth games? You don't think I've been probing rectums because I like it, do you? Oh, come on! That's crazy. I'm a scientist. I probe rectums because I love them. There, I've said it. I love rectums. I love everything about rectums. The way they open and close. The way they seem to wink at me knowingly. Even the name, rectum. Rectum. Oh, listen to me. I'm a sick, sick alien.
Crutch Poop, you need help.
You will get help. Report to the medical officer, Ergalak. You are now in command.
Aye, aye, sir.
Thank you, Grand Commander. I'll just finish my work on this human.
No, Crutch Poop. I forbid you. I order you to stop at once. Oh, my goodness. Is that a rectum? It is so, so beautiful.
Should I prepare the fusion assault, Commander?
Not yet. We need a few more probes. First, a big rectum. Then a small rectum.
Try a chubby rectum. My favorite rectum.
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 Rectum. Rectum.
That's a little piece called Naughty Aliens by The Frantics. Hey, everybody, we're taking a look at intergalactic fun, UFOs, aliens, and much, much more on this edition of The Wacky Record Show. This is, of course, bonus material that you're listening to exclusively on the rockincomedyshow.com website. Now, earlier, just a few songs back, played for you Buchanan and Goodman's Flying Saucer, and something that was, you could say, was inspired by it. Not a direct ripoff. Now, there is one that they do say is an exact ripoff. That's kind of why I didn't want to play it back-to-back. Kind of give you a break from it, and then you can hear it and see if it's see what you think. Flying Saucer Has Landed is what they call it, parts 1 and 2, very similar. From Dewey, George, and Jack. Some say it should just be called Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. And yes, they're saying that this is an exact ripoff of Buchanan and Goodman. Here it is, check it out, you decide for yourself. It is The Crazy J Show.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special news bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over this city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real.
Real is the feel that my heart can't conceal.
That was the Clatters recording, Too Real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter, Downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron, Downtown. Pardon me, madam. Would you tell our audience what you would do if the saucer were to land?
Duck back in the alley.
Thank you. And now this gentleman there.
I'm going to sit right down and cry.
And the gentleman with the guitar. What would you do, sir?
Just take a walk down Lonely Street.
Thank you. We now return you.
This is Black, your outer space disc jockey, with a request for Earth.
Flippin' and sliding, creepin' and hiding.
That was Big John's outer space recording, Slippin'. We now take you to the ballpark for a report from Old Diz.
This old Diz out the ballpark hanging on, partners.
Say, Diz, what do you think about the flying saucer?
Well, I'll tell you right now, partner, I wouldn't be bumping my cotton picking gums. That thing is way uptown. It's about as far as you can get.
We now take you way uptown.
I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Ah, here we are. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Fenton Gold of the British Institute. And the professor is approaching the saucer to see if there is any sign of life aboard.
Oh, but I'm sure there's something. Are you there?
I hear you knocking. But you can't come in.
That was Laughing Lewis's record. Knocking.
This is John Cameron Cameron on the spot, and now I believe we are about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
Wop, bop, loo, bop, la, bamboo.
Here are the ball scores.
6-2-2-3-4-8-2-1.
The impact of seeing the first spaceman has this reporter reeling.
As I go reeling.
That was the Clatters again with their big one. Oh!
This is John Cameron Cameron again downtown. The spaceman has returned to his ship and is taking off. We return you now to our studios.
The flying saucer has gone. There is no threat of an invasion. However, the flying saucers are still around.
Still around.
What up, Nardo?
What up, Nardo?
We are not going to interrupt this record. Yes, we are. The flying saucer has landed again. Washington, the Secretary of Defense, has just said...
Ain't that a shame?
That was Skinny Donimo's record. That's a shame.
This is John Cameron Cameron, part two. Gathered around me are several other spacemen. Tell me, have you come to conquer the world? And now would you repeat that in English?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
That was Pelvis Chesley singing Old Hound. And now back to the ballpark.
This is what you think about the flying saucer since it's already landed.
Well, now listen to the jingles, the rumble and the roar.
Here was a news item from Washington. The president has just issued a statement to the spacemen, and we quote...
You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
That was Paul Gherkin's record, Shoes. Now we switch you downtown.
I believe the spaceman has a final parting word.
See you later, alligator.
We return you now to our studios.
The spacemen have gone again, but look to the skies. The saucers will always be there.
Always be there.
Goodbye, Earth people.
I was pushing my rig out across the desert one morning, about three, and there was nobody else out on the road, nobody except for me, when I saw what looked like a flying saucer sitting by the side of the road. So I hit the air and I stopped it right there, and I darn near lost my load. Well, I crawled out my rig and I walked on over to this funny looking flying machine. It had some weird designs and some funny looking signs like I ain't never seen. Then I heard this tapping inside, so I opened up the door just to see what I could see. And to my surprise, right before my eyes was a little man looking at me, and he said, been pushing this flying saucer from Mars to Venus and back, but this time he misjudged directions and he kind of got off the track. He said, could you help me get my engine started? I said, I'll do what I can do. Well, I gave him a jump and he said,
thank you, truck driver.
And he flew off into the blue. Now I ain't telling anyone what I saw that night from the cab of my truck, cause they'd never believe me anyhow, and they might try to lock me up. So I'll keep it to myself, but I'll keep a close watch when I'm on the desert again, cause maybe someday he'll come back this way and I'll hear him singing again. Goodbye, little buddy.
Goodbye, truck driver.
Keep on flying.
Keep on trucking. Thank you. If you're ever up my way, drop in and see me, okay? Bye. Bye.
From 1979, that is Red Simpson with his last charted song. That he put out. Simple little song right there. The Flying Saucer Man and the Truck Driver. Not too bad. And then ahead of that, you could sort of hear that it was, I wouldn't say it was an exact ripoff. There are some changes in there, but definitely the same script. They just went off script, I think, a couple times. But that was Dewey, George, and Howe with The Flying Saucer Has Landed, Parts 1 and Part 2. Well, we've only got two songs left, and then we can wrap up this bonus edition of the show. And it's another look at possibly ripoff of Buchanan and Goodman's Flying Saucer. This is Paul St. John. Check it out right here on the Wacky Record Show. Yeah, I fooled you with that one. It's almost the same name as the other one. It is actually the same name, except for the parts one and part two are missing. It's Flying Saucers Have Landed by Paul St. John. Completely different than a cut-in song that I told you it was. But that's going to do it for the bonus installment of this episode. I am going to leave you with one more. I think you might know what it is. It was one more by Weird Al I didn't get to on the live show, but got it for you now. That's going to do it. I hope you enjoyed the bonus material. Let me know what you think, and keep checking out The Wacky Record Show every Sunday on RadioVegas.rocks.
They showed up on my doorstep, just a couple